Right now, I'm on a weekday. In fact, to be exact, on the Thursday morning, around 8:30. Okay, so I'm now right here at One North. It's pretty quiet, and I think this has been ongoing for many years already. Although we have very beautiful skyscrapers, building, high-tech building, and the government, you know, on paper-wise, on data-wise, bring in a lot of foreign direct investment, so on and so forth. But my personal thing is very simple. I always look at the crowd to have a sense of the dynamic of the area. Other than the MRT station, near the Buona Vista MRT station, the MOE site where there's a lot of human traffic because people are obviously going to their office. Other than that, in this part of One North, I hardly see people. In fact, it gets pretty quiet. Oh, and this is Razor Building. This brings me back to another question. The authority always say that this place is the bedrock of innovation, of biomedical science. I mean, with due respect, after Philip Yeo has brought in a lot of so-called scientists, renowned scientists into Singapore, and over the years he has built up this, if I'm not wrong, called A-Star. Since his retirement, I don't think we see any big breakthrough in this area other than more high-rise building owned by JTC and such. By just cycling here in the morning, taking a quick look of the human traffic, you can notice that this place, I can't even find a Indian roti prata shop, because very simple, if the roti prata shop, a lot of people come and eat. This means this place got renqi. But if over here all are cafes, you sell one coffee $4-5, how to makan? Correct not? How to tahan? Correct not? There's a lot of questions that need to be asked regarding the vibrancy and the success of this area. But I will say that the only success in this area can be found in this part of Ayer Rajah. Some say this is the birthplace of innovation in Singapore. Block 71, currently they call it the launchpad. And these are some clusters of JTC factory that has been repurposed into office and for innovation. That's why you see the word, the future start here. But it has since been 10 over 20 years since we kickstart this project. I think more should be done. And similarly, if you look at this area, it's also pretty quiet. Now I'm at one of the basketball court, and surrounding me are this JTC low-rise factory that has been repurposed into innovation lab for small businesses to kickstart their operation. So I don't really feel the energy level here. The innovation culture or the energy, in fact, there's no people here. How to have energy? Correct or not? This is in comparison when I most recently went to Shenzhen or Shenzhen Innovation District, and you can see that there's a huge difference in terms of the innovation level in that place. Over here, things are a bit more structured, you can see, or a bit systematic. You have nice buildings, you know, nice infrastructures, government provide utilities, whatever buildings, everything, you know, but it seems that the kind of level of energy and innovation is sorely lacking. Here, thankfully, we have foreign individuals, people from ASEAN countries are here. They are those on the entrepreneur path. They are here to kickstart their entrepreneur journey. Other than that, if you ask me about Singaporean kickstart their entrepreneur spirit or innovation spirit, I can only say that pretty lacking. That's what I mentioned in my previous video. Maybe Singaporeans are too cautious, have too much debts, property loans, you know, kickstart family, so on and so forth. That's why not many people are willing and open to innovation. That's why, coming back to property, how will this have an impact to property prices in the Buona Vista area? But how will they perform in the resale market? But I will say that if Singapore is solely lacking a healthy entrepreneur ecosystem, this being our economy could be affected ahead. Just look at the number of patents some of our neighboring countries are getting, in terms of the number of patents Singapore companies are securing. So I would say that there are a lot of deep questions that we need to ask us, whether the current ecosystem is healthy for innovation and for entrepreneurship, and how will it affect property prices, and not only for the Buona Vista area in the long term.